Friends, my name is Abhasaheb Chavan. I am the author of your syllabus book on venture capital and crowdfunding. As it is, subject is new to you as well as new to the country and bankers also. And since I have been assigned this job to develop the content of this venture capital as well as the crowdfunding, though it is relatively new, it is open challenge for me to come out with a definite good content of this book, and I hope I have tried my level best. And I also thanks for the Wellinker Institute of Management for reposing the confidence in me while reviewing third time this venture capital and crowdfunding book. Venture capital and crowdfunding relatively is new topic, but as I am the banker and I have come across with the various instances of the venture capital funding as well as startup, which is directly linked to the crowdfunding, I managed to give a best among the best content in this book. Okay, as it is, as I said, I am a professional banker, more than 45 years of the banking service, some around 45 years, out of which 25 years I have spent with foreign exchange, trade finance, and credit, retail credit, as well as the corporate credit, and rest in general banking in public sector bank. So, taking that into consideration, I have been assigned this job by the Wellinker Institute of Management, and I hope this you will also be liked the content of this book. After completion of this book, I have been assigned another job to give a presentation to you on this book and its contents. So, friends, we will start our discussion chapter-wise on the venture capital and crowdfunding. While formulating the syllabus, there are short topics and many changes which have happened in the market. They have been incorporated in relevant chapters. Therefore, there are 14 chapters. Not big chapters, but small chapters. And that will give an enough idea about the venture capital and the crowdfunding. As it is, there is no segregation of the venture capital and crowdfunding made in the book. But first 7 or 8 chapters are dedicated purely for the venture capital. And next 6 to 7 chapters we have taken into consideration for understanding you the crowdfunding part. That is why this book has 14 chapters. Now let us see one by one the content of the each chapter, and I will try my level best to tell you the maximum information on each and every topic. So chapter 1 is nothing but it is just an overview of the venture capital. Just venture capital overview. This consists of when this venture capital started, that means its history, then funding of venture capital. These are the economic activities are undertaken by the venture capital. So funding is the part, important part, almost 90 to 95% the activities are funding by the venture capital. Then different kinds of firms and different kind of funds have been emerged. Then structure of the various capital funds, venture capital funds. Then if not venture capital, then what was the alternative to the venture capital fund in earlier days were explored by the companies who were in need of finance. While doing so, there will be a confidential information also required to be sought by the investor. because he is putting his money into that company. So little bit knowing more about the investee company, so confidential information along with the government regulation need to be seen, and thereafter some popular venture capital, when the venture capital becomes popular in India, that also we are going to discuss in this chapter in short. So as I said, the venture capital is an investment fund. It is an investment fund. Now, investment fund means everybody is investing. Then what is different in the venture capital? It is nothing but there are few people who are wealthy people. They have enough funds. They come together and they form the company, trust or corporate body, and they pull. They pull all their funds into this capital, which is called as pooled investment. So the company which they are forming, so each and every partner or those who are investing, they are putting their money into one company with an intention to make more profit by investing those funds in lump sum, either in one or multiple companies who are giving them the more profit. This includes startup also. So the venture capital fund is a pooled investment funds and manage the money of investors who seek the private equity stake in the startup and small to medium sized companies or entrepreneurs with a strong growth potential. Nobody will put the money in the weak companies. They will put the money in the strong company where the strong market is there, so that they should have the growth potential and they can earn more. So the most venture capital comes from the group of, as I said, wealthy individuals, the investors and the investment banks and other financial institutions. Thus, the venture capital has a dedicated pool of capital, and this capital is raised in specified manner to form the company, and this capital raised is invested into venture capital undertaking. So where the money is to be put for the purpose of investment or as an investment, these are the three aspects we have to keep in mind while understanding the venture capital fund. So I repeat, this is the venture capital is nothing but it is a dedicated pool of funds. Then this capital is raised in a specified manner. And third one is the capital is invested in venture capital undertaking. Any small company which is undertaken by this venture capital fund, in that company, this venture capital invests. Okay? Now, if we understood clearly about the venture capital, let us understand the history of this venture capital, how the venture capital came into the existence. And this is not a very old story. This is very recent, just not more than 50 to 60 years back. In 1986, when the economic liberation took place, that time the venture capital in India has begun its journey. In 1988, the Indian government formalized the venture capital and they have issued certain set of guidelines. When the guidelines are set up, then few banks set up their subsidiaries like IDBI, ICICI and IFC, and they are focused on the investment. But particularly, when the guidelines for the venture capital has been formulated, and in response to those guidelines, some rich companies or good bankers like IDBI Bank or IDBI company, ICICI company, IFC company, they focused the investment in particularly in industrial concern. Okay, that is happened after 1988. Then turning point came into when the well-established startup startup companies which was well established by Indians in Silicon Valley. In Silicon Valley, which has convinced the foreign investor that India had a talent and there is a scope of economic development and the growth. So the entire world concentrating on investment in India. So over the years, more and more private investors from India as well as from abroad, they have entered into Indian venture capital market. Okay. In the early stage, the venture capital investment were thought of profitable if the investment they are making in manufacturing sector. But with the changing trade, increased liberalization, companies in consumer services and the companies which are in consumer retail space, they emerged as the top contenders of the venture capital funding and attracting more than 50% of total venture capital investment. See, right from the history 1986 to today, this is the situation. Now, completely new field now has started attracting the venture capital in agriculture. Now, you will ask me how the agriculture can be investment into the agriculture, how it can be the venture capital. This has been fueled by the realization of the food security, which is considered as it is a vital and it is long-term necessity. When it is a long-term necessity, then why not invest in the agriculture? That was the trend. So the most venture capital investors, both locally as well as from the globally, have leveraged the Mauritius Treaty to investment into India. Why Mauritius Treaty? Because double tax treaty. In Mauritius, when the funds come to India, Mauritius only, that is investor only, charged for the tax. But in India, there will not be a tax. So the Mauritius Treaty route to invest in India, because tax is only payable in the country of the investor and investor's residence. Now, the crucial challenge will be the development of the responsible financial and management skill. Company you are establishing, you have pool, you have funds also. Now you are establishing the venture capital fund. You have a talent, okay? And you have to now enter into the financial and management skill, and you need to have the people who are invested in the companies and also understanding the local condition by the foreign investor. The positive factor is that India has large pool of talents who are English speaking. They are trained and the skilled manpower. That is why India is attracting. Now, while understanding the history, we have come to the stage to understand how funding happens in the venture capital. Venture capital is invested in exchange of an equity stake by the business. In any company, if it is a limited company, when the funds are invested, in return, the companies are issuing the equity or shares. If it is limited liability company, limited liability partnership, the units may be issued to them. Of course, the return after the investment to the shareholders depends on the growth and the profitability of the business. So venture capitalist who invest in the venture capital is called venture capitalist. Okay, so these venture capitalists are typically very selective in deciding what to invest in. The firms which are looking for the extremely rare, yet they are sought after the qualities such as innovative technology, potential for the rapid growth, well-developed business model, and the impressive management team. If all these things are there in the company, then with shutting their eyes, the venture capital can, any investor or the venture capitalist can invest in this venture capital fund. Okay? Now, because the investments are illiquid, that is not liquid, immediately it cannot be sold off. So, because this investment is illiquid and it requires the extended time frame for harvest or to make the profit, the venture capitalists are expected to carry out the detailed due diligence prior to the investment, because they think that if I am investing for more than 5 years, 7 years, up to 10 years, then I need to know with whom and where I am investing and what is that company, what is the management team, and what is happening, whether it will be profitable if I invest into this company or not. Therefore, the venture capitalists typically assist to the venture capital funds for the company's venture capital fund development of this company in four stages. First one is idea generation stage, second one is the startup stage, third one is ramp-up stage, and fourth one is exit stage. Because there are no public exchange for listing their security or shares, the private companies meet the venture capital firms, right? Other private equity investors, including the warm reference from the investors, trusted source and other business contract, investor conference, how to gather these funds, trusted sources, other business contact, then some of the investor companies which are pitching up the directly to the investors group, when the face-to-face meeting is happen, and including the variant which is known as a speed venturing. Speed venturing means as quickly as possible how the funds can be poured into the venture capital fund by identifying the investor through the media, like whatever I explained, like meeting, personal meeting, symposium, conferences, meeting, summit, face-to-face meeting. These things they have to explore. And this should happen within 10 minutes time. Once you meet the person, you should be able to convince the person to invest in the company within 10 minutes time. And that is the reason why it is called as a speed venturing. Speed venturing. Now, while understanding this concept of the venture capital and investment into it, the venture capital financing stage has come. Who can finance the venture capital? Okay? And how it is getting financed? Venture capital is financed typically in six stages, and six rounds will be there to finance the venture capital. And first one is seed funding. Seed means, you know, it is a basic seed funding. So low level financing is needed. When the company started, immediately not millions of dollars required, just a few hundreds will be okay. So he has to establish, hire the office, registered with the legal entities, as the legal, as the entity with the registers as per the regulations. Then low level financing, this is there, that is why not much funds are required at this stage. And this should prove by funding this or putting the money into this, this often provided by the angel investors, angel investment. And yeah, crowdfunding is also emerging as an option to the seed funding. Okay, chota, very small amount is required to start with the business. That is called seed funding. Second stage is a startup. Now, once the seed funding is happened, company is established, it is registered with the regulators, then early stage firm that needs a funding for expenses associated with the marketing, the product and development. If the product are there, no issues, you can market it. For the marketing purpose also, you need certain funds, which is called as a startup fund. Sometimes at manufacturing stage, much early stage, the funds are required, that is called startup funds. Third stage is a growth. And from growth stage onward, there are four stages, A, B, C, D. So, growth series A round. A round means the early sales and the manufacturing fund. Okay. Then second stage, that is also called as a series B round. So working capital, that is day-to-day functioning of the company, functioning of the manufacturing unit, functioning of the collection of the product at early, for early stage companies that are selling product but not yet turning to the profit. They have not yet reached the stage that is called break-even point, yet to start with earning the profit. That is the second stage. At that stage also, there is a requirement of funding. Now, stage C, which is called as an expansion. This is also called as a mezzanine financing. Now, mezzanine financing means the in one unit, how you are creating one more unit inside, but on the floor. But just below the flooring, upper flooring, you are creating one more unit that is called the mezzanine. So, within the unit, if you need some additional finance, that finance can be provided under the expansion stage. Because if you collected the product and put it into one box and that box is full, somewhere else you have to shift it. So, you are creating one more area within the same premises. That is called mezzanine. And in financing also it happens. It is already financed. You have started manufacturing, but still you are, since you are on the verge of expansion, you need more funds. So that more funds are required, which is at the stage of expansion. And that is last stage, that is exit of venture capitalist. Exit of venture capitalist. Now, if company is running, they have expanded also, they are earning the profit, then venture capitalist says, whatever I have invested, I will pull it back and allowing company to go to the public. Therefore, this called as a bridge financing. When it is an exit venture capitalist, this is also called as a bridge financing. This is a fourth round. And fourth, but actually it is a sixth round. And this is intended to finance for going to the public process between the first round and the fourth round. So venture-backed companies may also seek to take a venture debt, that is loan. Thus, as per the idea generation stage, age of the startup company and its performance over the years, the venture capital funding can be categorized into different types of venture capital fund. Now, I have summarized here. There is nothing much to explain. Only thing is that at what stage? Pre-seed. This is pre-seed funding, seed funding, series A, series B, series C, and series D. This is what I have explained to you in earlier side. There is nothing much to explain in this. Only thing is that depending upon the size of the company, minimum and maximum amount is stipulated, not considering India, but overall, in general sense, the features of each round of funding, type of funding and each round of funding, it is explained here. You can very well look into this slide at your own convenient time. Venture capital firms and the funds. This is where we have to concentrate. First, the venture capitalist, the person, entity or organization who invests in the venture capital is called as venture capitalist. These venture capitalists are expected to bring not only the money But along with the investment, they should also provide the managerial and technical expertise as well as the capital to the investment. Right? This venture capital fund refers to, as we have seen, it is a pooled investment vehicle that primarily invests in the financial capital of third party investor in the enterprises. And when it is third party, then it is too risky for the standard capital market or the bank loans. Venture capitalists, the funds, venture capital fund typically is managed by the venture capital firms, which often employ the individuals with a technology background, because this is the age of digital. So more and more technology uses is happening in the venture capital also. So technology background, it may be scientist or maybe researcher, business training, and also deep industry expertise. A core skill with the venture capital is ability to identify the correct and absolutely novel technologies, which includes blockchain technology also. Blockchain technology means think out of the box. The technology which immediately covers many aspects together at a time, that is a blockchain technology. And that have the potential to generate the high commercial return at early stage. Okay, this venture capital also takes the role of managing the entrepreneurial companies at an early stage, thus adding skill to its capital. Therefore, most of the venture capital investments are in the pool format, where several investors combine their investment in one large fund and that invest in many different startup companies. This is venture capital, right? By investing in the pool format, the investors are spreading out their risk to many different investment versus taking a chance of putting all their money into one basket or only one startup. So risk is getting spread. Out of 10, 5 may function or 6 may do their business well and 4 may gone. But unfortunately, in that 4 which are doing bad business, in that if money is put, then investor will naturally have the losses. Therefore, this loss risk will be covered by putting not entire money into the one company, but putting into different companies so as to spreading the risk of losses.